So next up for proactive interventions are things we can do for attention-seeking behaviors. So again, these are things we can add to our classroom and strategies we can utilize to prevent negative behaviors before they start. So let's focus right now on attention-seeking behaviors. For our proactive strategies for attention behaviors, we really want to clarify with each student how to get attention appropriately and review this regularly. Behavior contingency maps are a great way to do this, saying, hey, I can raise my hand and wait for my turn, and I will have a turn to share. But if I shout out and talk out of turn, I might not have a turn to share. Social stories are also a great way to do this. Really write these individually for your students to show the correct ways to get attention within the classroom. Other types of visuals can rely more on text or more on pictures, depending on the needs of your students. I love things that give options, like these are different ways to ask for help. And I also like visuals that break down a skill into steps. So these are the steps you need to do to ask for help. Model this with your students and go through this. Let them access this on a regular basis. These visuals, if you purchase the resource package, are part of that. So you have all of these in that resource package so you can download and use them right away. Other proactive strategies for attention behaviors are setting up opportunities for your student to get attention appropriately. Create a lot of opportunities for them. When they raise their hand, call on them. Let them be the teacher helper or have a special job in the classroom so they get more attention from you. Enrich the environment with attention. Attention-seeking behaviors are showing that child or individual is not getting enough attention with the way the environment is currently set up. So arrange the environment so they're getting more attention. That could mean regular check-ins from you. That could mean scheduled group work or partner work. That could mean talking or peer breaks. This is something I always recommend in gen ed classrooms where teachers say, oh my gosh, all the kids are engaging in attention-seeking behaviors for peers. Then embed breaks to give them opportunities to talk to their friends. Alternate independent activities with attention-filled activities. So putting a lot of more independent centers in a row, like independent work or quiet reading, things that don't have a lot of interaction, might be harder for your kids if they are needing more attention. So maybe alternate independent work with a group activity, then followed by quiet reading. If the attention is really functioning for access to preferred friends, then schedule time with those friends. Put that right in their schedule, let them pick who they want to work with, and let them know that those breaks with their friends are coming. This is the handout that I have attached to this video. I have one for escape behaviors and sensory behaviors coming out that really summarize everything we've been talking about. This is going to be a team endeavor, and this is a great handout to give to your specials teachers, clinicians, administrators, so everyone's on the same page how to proactively work to prevent negative attention-seeking behaviors before they happen. And we can really put that focus on the positive replacement behaviors.
True.
So don't forget to download that handout. Like I said, these handouts are some of my favorite, and I have one for escape and sensory behaviors for you. These would be great for staff training, which we'll be talking about later in this module.